Lunch with Bianca Reznikov, in for Pippa Hudson
on Cape Talk.
Welcome back to the Lunch Show on Cape Talk. It is 25 minutes to 2. Soon we're going to be talking to Cape Town jazz singer Oriel Hayes. She'll be performing at Gallery 44 Theatre on Long Street next weekend. But part of the proceeds from her concert will be going to the NPO Dress for Success. It empowers women to achieve economic independence by providing a network of support, professional attire, and the development tools needed to help them thrive in both work and life. So before we speak to Oriel, we're trying to get her on the line right now. We thought we'd play her song up front, and the song is called Come Home to Me. Here we go.
Every time the phone rings, I wonder what news it will bring. I can't help thinking, is it all for nothing? Every time I watch the morning news, I hear different points and different views. With everything that you believe, is it all for nothing? 'Cause all I want is for you.
Listening to the gorgeously velvety tones of Oriel Hayes' voice. She is a Cape Town jazz singer who we have on the line now to tell us a little bit more about that single, Come Home to Me. Welcome to the show, Oriel.
Hi. So that song was written for the Arctic City, and as were the Greenpeace volunteers who protested drilling in the Arctic and then were subsequently arrested. It caused quite an international incident. And so I wrote that song for Greenpeace International for them. Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. It has a lot of heart, really a very moving song. So thank you for that.
I remember they were writing letters to their families. And so that's sort of where the idea came from that inspired that song.
Beautiful, beautiful backstory. Aurel, tell us a little bit about yourself. You grew up in the Western Cape. Tell us a bit about your childhood and how you got into this business.
Well, I grew up primarily, grew up most of in East River. Yeah, so there was that. But you know the story, how my parents were teachers, so my head was permanently stuck in a book. And I was very, very, very quiet.
And very lucky to have that influence.
Well, yes, very, very much. What I was seeing, it's very hard. Imagine you, this kid that's so shy, and you have this idea of music, and you barely have the courage to open your mouth to speak. So it really was a very big struggle. And then life went on, and my daughter was born. And when this kid was born, I thought to myself, you know, you can't go on like this. So I would do everything, and then I would write music at night.
And so motherhood came before your career. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yes, pretty much. That's the motherhood. Yeah, so it's not the typical story of going to church, and there was none of that. Like, my childhood was silent. There was books all of the time, and then my daughter was born, and that really sparked everything. And then I started writing music. I mean, it's so funny. I didn't have a piano. I could play piano, but I didn't have access to a piano. So while this child was sleeping, I would just be writing songs, and I have books that have nothing but lyrics in it, you know, because the music was stuck in my head. And then later on, the piano came, and then I would start writing. And then I remember we moved up to Johannesburg for a while. And because music was such an obsession, I wrote songs every day for 3 years just to get into the discipline of writing music. So it's been it's been crazy, because imagine I was this hermit of a person looking after my kid in the house and the family, and then all of a sudden being taken out of that. I want you to picture this. There I am. I get a call saying, by the way, you know, you have to come to Johannesburg. And I'm like, okay. And I come to Johannesburg, and there's a photo shoot, and there's all of this, and there's a music video. And then they put me on this show that used to be on a Friday night. And I have to sing live. Now, that wasn't a problem. But what really freaked me out was the lady saying, don't worry, Aurel, only 9 million people are watching this. And oh, my goodness. And I remember the guy interviewing me, he was like, can you get her some water? Because he knew I just wanted to bolt out of that.
So you went from a silent world to a very loud, much more pressurized world, right?
Yes.
Now, you've been nominated for both the SAMA and the Mpokodo Jazz Award, and open for triple award-winning musician and instrumentalist Ben Harper in 2019.
Yeah.
How did that change your life?
Okay, wait. I have to tell you the story, though. Those things didn't change my life. The nominations did nothing. But the story about Ben Harper is very interesting. So in my family, we dream. So I would ask for a dream. And at that point in time, I was very unhappily married. And I said, you know, God, I need a dream. And there I have this dream. I mean, it's inception level stuff. I woke up with the feel of Ben Harper's hand on my face. So, wow. Of course, I go to Facebook and I was like, blah, blah, blah. You know, this is the dream. And for me, the dream was the answer to say, leave the marriage and there's more music coming. That was 10 years ago. And so my dreams would continue. And, of course, everyone thought that I was an insane person. You know, just why are you dreaming about this man? You're just a crazy, crazy groupie kind of person. And there are two songs that I actually wrote on the one album. So the one album is called Anima Sola. And I was writing this as I was going through my divorce. Now, Anima Sola means the forsaken soul. And I needed to write a really happy song. But because I was so unhappy, I couldn't draw on my own happiness. So I pretended that I knew Ben Harper. And it's the happiest song. I end up singing it at weddings. So can you imagine what happened when the news broke that he was coming here? Wow. My social media went insane. Jeez. And then I got the gig, and it was the best experience. It was the best experience I could have had. And for me, the reason why that is important is you have to hold on to your dreams, man. You have to hold on to them, nurture them as best you can, and then something will come.
Great advice. Tell us a little bit about the performance that's happening at Gallery 44 Theatre on Long Street next weekend and about the NPO.
All right, so let's start with the NPO. So they call Dress for Success. And one of the big things that I have inked on my skin, because I'm an ink junkie, I love ink, but one of the first pieces...
You mean tattoos,
had,
right?
Tattoos, yeah, yes. Yeah. It's called Awareness Through Music, because when I write music, I not only become aware of myself, but about the world as well. So I have always tried to have a performance and then tie it to an NGO or a person or something that is really creating some kind of impact. And this time around, we are partnering with Dress for Success. And I mean, they're great. They basically empower women that do not have access to professional clothing. Because sometimes a lot of these women, they end up at shelters and they just with the clothes on their back. Then Dress for Success Cape Town comes in, gives them the clothing, gives them the coaching. And so that they, you know, they look and they look great and they feel empowered to go in to get the job. And then to buy their own clothing. And then most of the time what they end up doing is they end up donating clothing back to Dress for Success to help other women. So what I'm asking people to do, so the concert takes place on the 4th and on the 5th of June at Gallery 44 on Long, is to actually bring some of the professional clothing that they no longer wear, just drop it off.
That's brilliant.
Because it's going to go to a great, this is, an amazing organization.
How do people get tickets to come and watch you?
It's on Quicket.
Yeah.
So they can, and if you go to my social media stuff, it really is, it's all of the information is there. And then we are also going to be having a live stream that's going out on the 13th. And so a portion of what we make there, the proceeds is also going to be donated to Dress for Success.
Brilliant. Yeah. Such a brilliant initiative. Thank you so much for your time. We're talking to Cape Town jazz singer Auriel Hayes. And thank you also for sharing all your inspiring stories and good luck for the concert and raising funds for this fantastic cause.
And thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much.
Great. Have a good day.
Bye.